All right, we're good. All right, so we'll start at the top of Chof Dalet Amud Aleph. We're up to the two dots, and we're up to the last line in the Mishnah, which we discussed that an Isha Atzma Meviat Gita, that a woman herself can bring her own get. So Gemara wants to know, how is that practically possible that a woman brings her own get? Why? So the Gemara asks the first question, Isha Mechimati Gita Liodo Higarshala. As soon as she receives the get, she's done. I mean, the gerushin's over. The gitin's done. So how could it be that she's now bringing it somewhere and saying, b'fani nechtav, b'fani nechtam, if the gerushin's done as soon as she receives the get? So Amar Rav Huna, ba'omer lo titgarshi bo elo bifnei based in ploni. So that you only be nitgarish by this get when you come in front of such a based in. So it says, sof, ki mat yehotam igarshaba. I mean, that all that does is place a t'nai, a condition, in the gerushin. I mean, until this point, all she had to do was accept the get, and she was nitgarish. Now he makes a condition in the get. You must show up in front of such and such beis din in order to be nitgarish. She is mekayim that t'nai. If she's mekayim that t'nai, then she's nitgarish right away. Why does she have to say anything? Why does she have to do anything? Ela amar Rav Huna bar Manoach mishmei the Rav Acha braid of Iko, but the amar lo. When you reached your destination, itnachea ara, place it on the ground, vishakle, and then pick it up. So Gemara says, "Ihochi avilei tleg gitech malgabe karko." That's the equivalent of saying to a woman, "Pick up your get from the ground." V'amaravo tleg gitech malgabe karko lo amarkum. Someone who tells a woman to pick up her get off the ground has done nothing. Why? Because there's a requirement in the pasuk of v'katav la sefer kritut v'natan la biyadav, that he has to give it to her. The husband must give the get to the woman. So when he says to her, pick it up from the ground, he's no longer giving the get to her. So if he tells her, take the get to this place, put it on the ground, and then pick it up, then it doesn't work because you lack v'natan, that the Baal is giving the get to the woman. Ela darmala havi shliach leholocha. You should be the messenger. You are my messenger to deliver the get. Adamotit hotam. Until you reach there. So you reach this destination. V'chi mati hotam. When you reach that destination, havi shliach lekabalah. Then make yourself into the shliach to accept it. V'kabli et kitech. And then you'll be able to accept your get. So basically, she'll function in two functions. How's that? She will be the shliach leholacha until she gets there. And once she gets there, she'll be the shliach lekabalah. She'll accept the get from herself, meaning she'll change her role from being the shliach lelacha to shliach lekabalah. The Gemara says, well, does that really work? Halo chazra shlichut etel abal. Right, the shlichus can't go back to the husband. What does that mean? So Rashi says, what does that mean that halo chazra shlichut etel abal? It's right across from us in Rashi on the right side. So shliach lo mikre, a person can only be a messenger or a shliach. Ela mishtalech mizeh lezeh. Person who does some sort of, as a proxy, or does some sort of bidding that goes from one to another, shra'ui lachzor, right, that can come back to the original sender, etzel sholcho, v'lomar asiti shlichutech lechaverch, right, or shlichutach, shlichutcha lechavercha. I've done that which you've instructed me to do. So if that's the case, right, this woman can't return and say she's done what she's supposed to do because she's no longer, right, the shliach of the husband. I mean, now she turns from the shliach of the husband to be her own shliach afterwards. In that case, she's already, quote-unquote, discharged the obligation of shlichus of the husband, and yet she's unable to return to the husband at that point to tell him that she's done it. Tosfos up on the top, the first Tosfos in the Omud, adds an additional line which clarifies what Rashi says, is that kodem shiyasa shliach lacherim. That this agency that she is carrying out on behalf of the husband, right, she may not accept any other agency until she can then first have returned to the husband and said, I've completed that which you instructed to me. And that you can't do in this instance. Why can't you do that in this instance? Because before she can come back to the husband and say, I've done what you've done, she's already accepted another agency on her own behalf. So you accept the gift on her own behalf. And once she accepts the other agency, right, the completion of the get isn't until her agency is in place. If that's the case, she can, at that point, she can't go back to the Baal and say, I've done what you told me to do. So that'll be a failure in the shlichus. So now we have to come up with another scenario, how this woman gets her get there. The Amar La, Have a shliach loholacha adamati tatum. You be a shliach to take the get there until you reach that destination. V'chi matit hotam, and once you reach that destination, shavi shliach lekabala. Then make another additional person or another shliach lekabala. So meaning that you are a shliach, and then after you are a shliach, then make another shliach, right? An additional shliach, right? That you'll pass on the shlichus from yourself to someone else. So now, what she will do at that point is she will say, when she carries out the shlichus and passes it from herself to the next shliach, she'll say, before she gives the next shliach, she'll say, b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam. So Gemara says, anicha l'man da'amar. This works well according to the opinion that says, isha osa shliach l'kabel gita mi'at shliach bala. That works well, what? If a woman is entitled to make a shliach, to accept a get on her behalf, when the husband has sent her a get through a shliach. All right, the Gemara is going to discuss in a second why she wouldn't be able to do this. So you have a shliach la'olacha, the husband appoints an agent to take the get to the woman. Is the woman entitled then to appoint an agent to accept the get on her behalf? So now the Gemara says that goes good, well according to, the way we set it up now goes well according to the one who says, right, that a woman can do or can act in such a way. So therefore, the woman will be a shliach la'olacha. She'll be the agent for the husband to take the get there. And when she gets there, she'll appoint an additional person to be a shliach to accept the get on her behalf. So now, she never takes on another agency, right, before she's completed the agency of the husband. And therefore, she can return to the husband and say she's completed it. And number two is someone else is accepting on her behalf. And that's okay if you say that two shlichim can carry out. You can have a shliach l'olacha and a shliach l'kabbalah. But, right, according to the Amanda Amar, any shal se shliach l'kabel gita mi'at shliach bala ma'ika l'meymar. According to one says that a woman cannot appoint an agent to accept the get on her behalf when a husband is sent the get through an agent, right? Time am I. Why is it? So it doesn't work according to him, but what is the reason that he doesn't allow this? Mishum de'ika bizayon de'bal. Because that is a Bizayon debal, meaning that Rashi suggests like this: Tisavur mevazeuti. The husband's going to think she is somehow embarrassing me, or discarding me, or denigrating me. Shen hi atzma mekabelto, because she herself won't go out and accept the get. Hilkach lo nechalei sheish lucho moser l'shlucha. And therefore, the husband does not, or is mevatel the agency, right? He nullifies the agency that he sent because he's not willing to accept the situation where the woman doesn't accept to get herself from his shliach. And therefore, he will nullify his shlichus. And if he nullifies his shlichus, then there's no get to be sent because the shliach can't act. He's no longer an agent of the husband. Right? Ve'i masar lo'avigito. And if he gives it over, it's not a get. The law of halachi shadrua, because this is not the reason that he sent him. He only sent the shliach to give it directly to the woman. If he doesn't give it directly to the woman, it won't work. So now, if the Baal himself gives it to a shliach of the woman, then we can't say that. Why? Because when the husband gives it directly to the agent of the woman to accept it, then the husband can't say, well, it's embarrassing to me, I don't want to do it. The fact that he gave it over to the agent says that the husband's not makpid in that instance. But in a case where he sends his agent, he's no longer there, or he's no longer in the picture. There we have to make an assumption for him that he would not accept his agent giving it to the agent of the woman. So Gemara says, well, if that's his reasoning, then in our case, hacha balo kapit. Here, you don't have that problem. Why? Because the husband's the one who instructed her to create this whole scenario. The husband sent her to take the get on her own behalf, to be the shliach la'olacha, the agent for him. And he said to her, when you get there, appoint another shliach. So it's clear, what, that the husband knows that the shliach la'olacha is going to give it to a shliach l'kabbalah. And the fact that the husband instructed her in that manner tells you that he's not makpid. If that's the case, it should work. So Agamar says, well, that works according to the one who says the reason that a woman can't appoint a shliach is because of this problem of bizayon. But there's another mandomar. Anich lamandomar mishum bizayon debal. That the problem of a woman setting up an agent to accept on her behalf when the husband has an agent directed to deliver the get, that's because of bizayon debal. Ella, the mandomar mishum chatzera abala achamikan. Right, if it's because the problem of a chatzar habal achamikan ma'ikal meima, what can you say? What is the problem of a chatzar habal achamikan? So Rashi explains here the same way he did on the two daf ago, which a chatzar habal achamikan is a case where the husband puts the get into a chatzar of a friend, of a third party. And then the woman goes ahead and buys that chatzer from that other individual, from his friend. When she buys the chatzer, the get is not a valid get, right? Because that's not, the husband didn't give it to her. It didn't place it anywhere. And then when she buys the chatzer, even though it's kone on her behalf, the chatzer is kone the get, that was not, the husband did not direct it to her directly, and therefore it's a possible get. It doesn't work that way. So now, that's what Rashi says the problem is here. Tosfos says, but that's not similar to our case over here. Our case is talking about two different agents, right? Where a single person is acting, or a person is acting, there are two agents involved. So the case created over here, Tosfos comes up with an additional nuance to the case to create a case that's similar to our Gemara. And then he says that the Re says that it's a case over here where Shinato Labal B'chatzer Shoch Atzmo. The husband put it in his own chatzer. He put the get in his own chatzer. Then some sold that chatzer to a third party. Then that third party goes and sells the chatzer to the woman. Right, so now, that's similar to our case over here. You have an agent to take it from the husband, and you have an agent to accept it on behalf of the woman. So the same thing here. The husband put it into his chatzer. That chatzer becomes the agent of the husband to take over the get. And then the woman buys that chatzer, and that chatzer will be her agent to accept the get. So here the same chatzer, or this chatzer is acting as a shliach l'alacha, and then we have a shliach l'kabbalah. So that's a similar case, and that won't work. That case doesn't work, according to, because we know when the woman acquires the chatzer, it does not work to accept or get, because it went directly from the husband to the wife, and therefore it won't work. So we have that's why we don't allow two shlichim to be involved here, because of this problem of a chatzer acting on behalf of both parties. Gemara says, all right, so how, and according to this person or this individual, how do we create this case where a woman's delivering her own get, then she hasn't accepted it yet, and she needs to say, b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechtam. So come up a case. D'amar lo, havi shliach lo olacha d'matit hotam. You should be a shliach to deliver it until you get there. V'chi matit hotam, shavi shliach lo olacha. Then when you get there, make an additional shliach lo olacha. Not like the previous case where he said, make a shliach le kabbalah on your behalf, but rather here, make an additional shliach lo olacha. And then you'll accept the get from that secondary shliach olacha. And when she goes and takes her get and then hands it over to the other shliach, before she hands it over to the other shliach, she must say, b'fanei nechtav, u'b'fanei nechtam. So then she appoints an additional shliach olacha, and that shliach olacha will deliver it directly to her. So there's only one shliach involved, only shliach olacha that's involved here, and not a shliach l'kabbalah. V'bai zemo, or an additional way to create this case, or similar type of idea, is, d'amar lo havei shliach olacha ad'matit hatam. Be a shliach l'olacha until you reach there. V'chi matat hatam, emer kamei beidina. Say before the beizdin, b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, mishave beidina shliach. And then make the beizdin into the shlichim, litveini alech, and then they'll give you your get. So it's similar to the previous case. The previous case, she makes an additional shliach l'olacha, another lay person, a shliach l'olacha. And then this last case, v'bai zemo, she makes the beizdin into the additional shliach l'olacha. Tosus over here asks, Satema, he says, Mali Beisdin. I mean, what's the difference between these two cases? What's the difference if Beisdin is the party or it's a layperson that's the next party, Shliach Halacha? What's the benefit of having the Beisdin? What's the difference between these two cases? So he says, possibly when she has to say, B'fanei Nechtam, right? That maybe in the Lishna Kama, that she only has to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam when the second shliach l'olacha gives it to her, not when she hands it to the other shliach, but when she actually receives it. Whereas by Beis Din, she'll have to say the b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam as soon as she gives it over to the Beis Din. Tosfos suggests that as a difference, but I think the question's stronger, which is that there really doesn't seem to be any difference between Beis Din and the layperson. Just seems to be two different lashonos that really accomplish the same thing by adding an additional party to be a shliach. All right, so here we'll start the new perek. So it says, kol get, so this is something we've seen before, that the get must be written lishma. And this is what the Mishnah is going to through case after case, which there's a failure in the lishma aspect, that it's not written either for a particular husband or a particular woman. In each of these cases, there's a greater chiddush, which the Gemara will discuss. I'll point them out, but you'll see, by pointing them out, I'm going to kind of ruin the Gemara about what the chiddush in the Mishnah is, but I think it's worthwhile just to see as we're going through the Mishnah. Kol get, shenichta v'shlo lishum isha, posel. Right, so any get that's not written for the particular woman who's being divorced is pasul. Ketzad, what's the case? Hey, over b'shuk, he was going through the marketplace. V'shama kol sofrim makrim, ish ploni megareshet plonit mimakom ploni. Right, he says, this man from this place is divorcing this woman from this place. He says, you know what? Hashkacha pratis. V'amar zeh shmi, v'zeh shem ishti. Turns out that's my name and my wife's name. Couldn't have been, you know, Hashem's telling me what I should do. Says, you know what? I'll go and take this get and I'll divorce my wife with it. So Gemara says, posel l'garesh bo. He may not use that for gerushin. So the Gemara is going to explain that this is a case where we're talking about sofrim hamlamdim. They are sofrim that are working, learning how to write gitin, and they're just writing gitin on the side. And he hears them doing this, and he says, you know what? I'll take this get, and I'll use it for my wife. So that's an invalid get. The Mishnah says then, yeter mikan. An additional case with a bigger chiddush is what? Kotav the gereshit ishto v'nimlach. Right? He was deciding he was going to divorce his wife, and then he decided against it, divorcing his wife. Matzo ben Iro. He found his friend, or another person in his city, who happens to have the same name. Ramalo Shmi Kishmimcha. My name is like your name. V'shem ishti k'shem ishticha. It's your lucky day. We have the same name. Our wives have the same name. Here's your get. So then this second person cannot use it. Posel l'garishpo. He may not use it for a gerushin. So what's the chiddush in the second case? In the first case, this get was not written the gerushin at all, because it was written to teach. In the second case, the get was written the gerushin, but it was just written for a different man and a different woman. So that's what the psul, so there's still psul, but that's the chiddush, that even when it's written the gerushin, it's still invalid. So yeter mikan, an additional case, hayulu shtei nashim, he has two wives, ushmutehem shavot. Imagine the problems that come up with this. It's two wives with the same name. Right? So now, Koto the Gareshet Agdola, and this is again Lav Davka. He wrote the get to divorce one of his wives, the older wife. Right? Loi Garesh Bo Atkatana. He changes his mind. He decides he wants to divorce the other wife, the younger wife, with the same one, same name. He can do it. There, the Gemara says again, the Mishnah says it's Pasul. So over here, you have it even better. It's written for this particular husband. All right? So the get is written in the Gerushin. It's written for this husband, but it's written for the wrong woman. It's written for one of his wives, and he turns out he wants to use it for the other wife. So the failure is in only one, the wrong wife is written here. So that's a bigger chiddush, that even in that case, the get is still puzzle. Yeter mikan, now this is the last case submission, additional is Amar Lavlavar. Lavlar says to the sofer, Kotuv Eze She'ertze. Write the get to wherever I want. I mean, again, this man has two wives, same names. He says, write down Rachel, who's my wife. Right? And then I'll pick which Rachel I want to divorce with it. Agaresh, pasul agareshbo. He may not divorce with that get. And the Gemara will tell us that the chiddush in this part of the Mishnah is that we don't say, de'ein breira. There's no such thing as breira when it comes to gitin. We don't say, you can choose later which woman you're going to do. And then it's, you know, huvra milsa l'mafreya, that originally the get was written lishma for this woman. That doesn't work. It has to be written up front for the particular husband and for the particular wife that he wants to divorce. And then it's good to use. So now, good question. Right. That's what I don't know. It's a good question. Shoal's asking a good question. I don't know. I'm assuming that it should work, that it should be fine, but I think there might be technical problems that would come up, whether it's either Khatima, the dating on the get, or if they, you know, they stamp this get as done already and used, you know, so that you can't reuse it. I mean, there's probably other technical issues that might come up. Okay. Katov the Garesha Tishto v'nimlach. V'alareisha b'mai. What's the first case in the Mishnah? So I already told you this, but if the second case in the Mishnah is a case where he's writing it to divorce his wife and then another man in the city uses it, then what was the first case when he's walking through the shuk? What were they writing it for? That's what Amar Papa, the Sofrim assume litameir askinan. We're dealing with a case where their Sofrim are learning how to write gitin, so they're not reading it to shame get at all. They're just writing it to learn how to write gitin. So Amar Ravashi, dekanami, that's our Mishnah's meduyak, that's the case. Why? Titani Sofrim makrin. It doesn't say Sofrim Karyin, that they're calling out, but rather Makrin, somebody else is saying over to them or speaking to them. Velogtani Sofrim Karyin. Shma Mino, that what? It's the older, you know, the Sofrim are teaching them. They're saying, write a get for this or write a get like this, meaning that they're trying to teach them how to write a get. If you get such and such information, this is how you write the get. Write a get like that. So it's a teaching forum, and that's why it says Makrin instead of Karyin. So now, my Yeter Mikan. The second case of the Mishnah, what does it mean Yeter Mikan? So Tana de Beri Shmuel. So we have a Tana de Beri Shmuel explains the process in the Mishnah which we went through. But again, the Gemara is going to do it. We did it when we went through the Mishnah, so it'll be easy to understand the Gemara now. Lo zeh shenichtav shelo lushum gerushin. not only the first get, where it's the Sofim that are writing, where it wasn't written for Gerushin at all, the second case in the Mishnah, it's written for Gerushin, but it's Pasul, right? Because it's not written for this man and this woman. Velozeh, so that second case, Nichtav Shelo L'Shum Gerushin Didei, has nothing to do with this individual, right? It was written for with this couple, and then another couple tries to use the get. That won't work. Ela Avzeh, the third case in the Mishnah, Shenichtav L'Shum Gerushin Didei. It's written for this particular husband. Pasul. It's still Pasul. Velozeh Shelo Nichtav L'Shum Gerushin, ha? Ela Avzeh, Shenichtav L'Shum Gerushin, ha? Pasul. Right? So if he... Even if it's not written for, right, it's not written for this woman, but it's even written for the other one, Pasul, my timer. So what's the problem here in these Gerushin? Right? If you say, because it says, I would have thought that would exclude the first cases in the Mishnah, but not this last case, because that wasn't done for divorce at all. But in a case where he did it to divorce his wife, and then he changed his mind, that was written for particularly for Gerushin, we'll say that's a good get. So that's Katav Rachmanav, that it must be written. So Katav means it must be written particularly for this couple that's divorcing. That this man didn't write it for himself, that he wasn't the one divorcing. But that if he's writing it for himself, and if he has two wives, that should be okay. Maybe it'll be okay. Must be for this particular woman. So the requirement here, there are three requirements here. One is that it's a sefer kritut. It's written for gerushin, number one. So lishma involves these parts. One is that it's written like gerushin. Number two is bekatav, it's written for this particular husband. And law, that's that it's written for this particular woman. Those are the three requirements. The Gerushin Sefer Kritut, woman, and then this man. So those are the three components. V'seifa l'amali. So what's this last case in the Mishnah then? The last case where he says, I'll choose the wife later. What do we need that for? What's the chiddush in that part of the Mishnah? Hakmash Malan, Dein Breira. That's the Kmash Malan, that what? There is no Breira. That we don't say, Huvrar Milsa Limafreya. That you're allowed to do this in Gitin. Now Tosu says this even applies to the person who generally says there is Breira. Meaning that we can use Breira in instances, he would agree by Gittin that you cannot use Breira. Because, in our case, it says, the cut of law lishma, shemuvrar b'shat ktiva. That the cut of law is at the time of ktiva, it must be law. So the cut of law must be done at that moment, and it can't be huvrar milsa limafreya. So even according to the one who generally says Breira is okay, in the instance of Gittin, he will not accept Breira. Alright, now, the Gemara continues. Kotev the garish et agdola, lo yigarish bo et aktana. If he writes a get to divorce the older woman, meaning that one who has the same name, they both have the same name, Rachel, let's use this. So he writes it for the older Rachel, he may not use it for the younger Rachel. But, that implies what? That he may use it to divorce the older Rachel. What? Is that really possible? Ktana hu dolo matzi megarish pe. Hagdola matzi megarish pe. But he can't divorce the younger wife, but he can use it for the first wife, for the older wife that he intended it for. The Amarov is Zotomerit. From this we can learn that Shnei Yosef ben Shimon Hadarin Birachat. You have two individuals with the same name in one city. That's Yosef ben Shimon. They're found in this city. Motzin Shtar Chov El Acherim. They can take out Shtari Chov, right? They can be creditors and take out a document and demand payment. And the Lovin, the debtors, can't say, you know what? I didn't borrow from you. I borrowed from the other Yosef ben Shimon. Right, because you can never prove which Yosef ben Shimon is the creditor, the real creditor in the document. So we say here, whoever's muchzak in the shtar, he's the creditor. So too over here, whoever has the get in her hand, we assume that the husband intended this get to get to her, and she has the get. And it's not that the younger wife got the get, and then it fell out of her hands, and this older wife picked it up and says, you know what, I'm the one who's divorced. We don't assume that. We assume that this get was given to her, and that's why it's in her hand. So too by the creditor. If he has the document, the shtar chov, in his hand, we assume he is the creditor, even though there's another Yosef ben Shimon in the city. So Amar Le'Abaye Le'Mi'ata. Right, no, you have to use, which the Rishonim discussed here, you have to use multiple dorot. You have to say, Rachel, Bat, da-da-da-da-da-da. You have to use two or three dorot so you can particularly identify who the woman is, right? It means that you'll have to be more particular than just her name, Rachel. You have to do it in a way that will differentiate her from the other wife. So from this, it seems like he doesn't have to do that. It's sufficient that he just writes Rachel and it can work. So now, Amalei Abayi, Ela Miata, what are you going to do with the Reisha? So when it says in the first case in our Mishnah, that Ad Tani Shmika Shimcha, Pasul Legareshpo, Reicheni Hudolo Mati Megareshpe. That means when he says, my name is the same as your name, we, you know, us as a couple, I have the same name as you, and our wives have the same names. So the second party, the second couple, can't use that as a divorce document. But the original party, the original couple who wrote that divorce document, could use it as a divorce document. Ha, Rishon Matzim Megarishpe. He can be divorced with it. Vam Rinon. But then we say we have a principle, V'lo Acher Yachol Lotzio Lehem Shtar Chov. Right? That no other creditor can make a claim. If Yosef ben Shimon in the city, there are two Yosef ben Shimons in the city, no creditor in the city can take out a document on them and say, you owe me money. Why? Because in the first case, we said the document's in the hand of the creditor. So that's evidence that he is the creditor. But how do we know who the real debtor is over here? When you have Yosef ben Shimon, if you come to him to collect the first Yosef ben Shimon, he'll say to you, listen, I'm not the debtor. It's the other guy who's the debtor in the city. You go to the other guy, he'll say, no, it's the other guy. And there's no way to prove which one of them is the debtor. So in that case, no one can take out a shtar chov in the city on them. So how can it be over here, right? How can you deal with the case over here where the man and the woman are the exact same case? So over here, when a man goes and divorces a woman and he has a similar name to someone else in the city, right, how can he use the same divorce document, right? Because no woman can take out, she can take out a get and say, listen, you divorced me. And the husband can say, no, I didn't divorce you. That's the other Yosef ben Shimon who gave out a divorce document to his wife. And you picked it up from the street. That's not me. I never gave you that divorce document. It won't work. So the inference that you're making in the Mishnah is incorrect. Well, but if you make such an inference, you must make that inference in the first case in the Mishnah. And the conclusion you made Yosef ben Shimon can be the creditor when they're two of the same name doesn't work because we know they cannot both be debtors. Because in that case, right, there's no claim against them. No one can prove which Yosef ben Shimon really is the debtor over here. So how does Abayi solve the problem? Abayi says, no, that case is talking about Elamai Yislachol Mememar. What are you going to say? Eide Mesira. Talking about Eide Mesira and Rabbi Elazar. That it's Eide Mesira and Rabbi Elazar. So when you have Eide Mesira, they recognize, they know which husband gave it to which wife. So now there's going to be no more confusion. When you're talking about Eide Chatima Karte with signatures on a document, they never know which husband gave it to which wife. We don't know what's written. They just know whose names are in it and where it's going. But they don't know which particular husband gave it to which wife. Over here, when you have Eide Mesira, they saw. They saw which husband gave it to which wife, and they'll be able to testify that. So Achanami, so in the first case too, Eide Mesira, Rabbi Elazar, he. So too, in the first case, your case, Rabbi, will say the same thing, that it's Rabbi Elazar and it's Eide Mesira. If that's the case, then your conclusion's incorrect. That means that even in a case where there are two creditors, a creditor that has the name Yosef ben Shimon, and there are two creditors in the city, they will not be able to take out a document onto any debtor and make a claim, because the debtor will say, I owe the other creditor, and it won't work in those instances. Next part of the sugya, Amar Rav. So Rav says, in our Mishnah, we have all these cases in our Mishnah of gitin that are psulin. So he says, kulan psulin bekuhuna chutz min arishon. Any one of these gittin that's used, even though they're a pasul get, if a woman receives such a get, she is now pasul the kahuna. Because when it comes to kahuna, psul kahuna is even bereach a get. If there's like a smell of a get, if there's anything that looks like a get that's near this woman, then she is pasul the kahuna, even though it's not a valid get. So Rav said that applies to all the cases in our Mishnah, except the first case. The first case is not even a get at all. It's not even the shame girushin. So that's out of the picture. But all the other cases, even though it gets pasul, it's going to be pasul her the kahuna. Ushmol Amar, Af Rishon Ami Posel. Even that first case where it's done Lehit Lameid, that's enough of a Reacha get to make her a Posel Lekuna. Vaza Shmol Letamei. And Shmol is going according to his position. What is? Damar Shmol, Kol Makom Shishanu Chachamim Get Pasul. Anywhere the Chachamim said in our Mishnah, or people said Get Pasul, Pasul, the get is Pasul, Uposel. But it makes her also Posel Lekuna. So it's not a good get, but it still ruins her for the Kuna. Bechalitza, the same thing by chalitza. Chalitza psula. If they say that chalitza, if they did chalitza in an improper way, and the Mishnah says that's a chalitza psula, then the chalitza is psula. Uposlata min achim. But then it also restricts her on the other brothers. Because once chalitza is performed, right, yibum may no longer be performed. So even though you have a chalitza psula here, since there's a reach chalitza over here, that will ruin her ability to, what? Go and marry the other brothers. So now, b'marava amre mishmei de Rabbi Elazar, small, velaila psulot uposlot. When it comes to chalitza, if the psul and the chalitza is that they use the left shoe or left foot instead of the right foot, o v'layla, they did it at night instead of during the day, psulot, that's a chalitza psula, uposlot, and it'll also ruin the other brothers marrying her. Katan, v'anfilia, if it's a katan that does it, meaning that a katan performs the chalitza, or anfilia, they don't use a shoe, but they use some sort of slipper instead, then it's psulot, it's not a good chalitza, v'ein poslot, and it does not ruin her from the achim. So the way I would have suggested is that the katan and filia are things that come directly out of the pasuk. The pasuk says that it must be an ish, right, and it must be a nal, right? Those are the two things that are explicitly written in the psukim. Those psulim are so obviously pasul that it's not even in the realm of chalitza. As opposed to that, laila and small are learned out of gezer shavas, right? There's a gezer shava of regel, or those are things that are limudim that are not directly in the pasuk, but learned by gzeira shava by other limudim to the pasuk. So in those instances, there's a psul in the chalitza, but it's not so obvious. It's not totally out of the realm of chalitza, and therefore that chalitza will be psula and be posla, and will ruin her chances. Now we have an additional opinion about our Mishnah over here. So Ze'iri Amar Kulan ain't poslin. None of the gitin in our Mishnah make the woman posel lakuna chutz min arachron, except the last one, the last case, which is the Breira case, because then we'll say Breira lechumra, even though Breira doesn't work for the get to be a kosher get, but we'll say Breira is lechumra to make her posel le kehuna. V'chein amar Rav Asi, kulan ein poslim chutz min acharon. V'yer v'yochan amar, af acharon, nami eno posel. Even that last case doesn't make her posel le kehuna. V'azda Rav Yochanan tamei. Rav Yochanan goes according to his reasoning. What? Amar Rav Asi, amar Rav Yochanan. Ha'achim shechilku l'kuchotein. U'machzirin zel b'yovel. Vyochan doesn't believe that Breira works. There's no such thing as Breira. To the extent that if you have two brothers who divide up the inheritance from their father, right, we don't say that each part of the inheritance, when they split the inheritance, that's what belonged to this brother and that's what belonged to this brother, but we say, rather say that we never know what should have belonged to each of the two sons of this person. And since that's the case, there's a, when they split up the inheritance, it's as if they bought and exchanged from each other. We say, okay, fine, I take this 50%, you take this 50%. Whatever belongs to me, I'm selling to you by giving you this other 50%. And whatever belongs to you, you're selling to me with that 50%. So instead of becoming yorshim, they're actually lekuchim. They're actually buying it from each other. And what's the difference between a yoresh and a lokeach? A yoresh, when it comes to yovel, doesn't need to do anything. It doesn't need to return the property. A lokeach, a buyer, must return the property by the yovel. So these two brothers, at every yovel, must go and return the property to a single entity and then redivide the property up again because they are lekuchim. They are purchasers. But why is that? Why does Rabbi Yochanan believe that? Because he believes there's no such thing. There's no Breira. There's no Breira at all. Right? So if there's no Breira at all, then also by Gittin, there's no Breira to make her Pasul Lakuna. Mitzricha, the Gemara says we need Rabbi Yochanan to tell us by Gittin, and we need him to tell us this by Yerusha. Why is that? De'i itmar baha. If we only said it by Gittin, ba'a kamar Rabbi Yochanan de'im Breira mishim de'in and la lishma. Because that's unique to Gittin, that it says the cut of la lishma, that it must be for this particular woman. So maybe there's no Breira by Gittin because of the Gezeres HaKotav HaKotav Lalishma. And that's why Tosu said on the previous Amud, even according to the one who says there is Breira in general, he will agree by Gittin that there is no Breira because of the Pasuk HaKotav Lalishma. Aval Hatam, by the Sod, by the Yerusha, Mecherhu the Amar Rachman Elahadar B'Yovel. When it's a transaction of sale, that's what they have to return the Yovel. Of a Yerusha Matana, lo. When we're talking about Yerusha Matana, you're not going to return it. That's not the type of case that they're talking about. V'yashmin and Sadeh, right? If you told us about the case of Sadeh, Mishum to the Chumra, because over there, it's the Chumra, or Inami Kitchila, or because what? It goes back to its original state.
But in the case of Gat, where they're going the Chumra would mean that she is Pasul the Kahuna, we would say she is Pasul the Kahuna, unless Rabbi Yochanan came and explicitly told us that there is Ein Breira, and that's why we need him to tell us by Get Ein Breira. Or if they were not dealing with Breira at all, the reason by Sadeh that they must go back or give it back in the Yovel is because of Krabat Chila, that we want to go back to its original state, that is not an issue by Gittin, and therefore she will be Pasul the Kahuna. So comes along Rabbi Yochanan and tells us both by Gittin and by Sadeh that by Gittin Ein Breira, and therefore she is Mutar the Kahuna. And by Sadeh tells us that there is Ein Breira on there, Lukuchotein, and therefore it must return at the Yovel.